I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The resignation of Hosni Mubarak as president of Egypt did not go unnoticed in Iran. Today marked the 32nd anniversary of the revolution that toppled the Shah of Iran. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad addressed a pro-government anniversary rally in Tehran. He described the events in Egypt as a tide of awakening that was influenced by the Iranian revolution. Ahmadinejad then said that Mubarak's fall marks the start of a new Middle East, one that is free from the, quote, complicated and satanic plans of Israel and the United States. Members of Iran's opposition see the events in Cairo differently. Today we spoke through Skype with one activist in Iran who goes by the pseudonym Besad. He's worried about what happens next in Egypt.
I'm much more worried maybe than the people in the Tahrir Square in Cairo, because we have experienced something similar 30 years ago. And then after everything was looked nice and the people were kind to each other and everything looked very, very nice, then the whole thing just changed. But I can feel the people and I see their signs and their slogans, which is good, but they don't have any central leadership. So that's one of the things which is very worrisome. And it's like as soon as some people are like fired from the present government or some of the corrupted people are gone, then they have no other plans. So it's not an ideological movement. It's just a liberation short-term movement. That's what I think, and I'm fearful about that.
What are Iranian leaders saying to explain the events or put their spin on the events in Egypt to you and other Iranians?
What they have done so far has backfired for them, because they started to claim Egypt is going to be the next Islamic Republic. That's what they want to portray. But then as soon as the opposition leader says, okay, now we're going to have a rally to support of the Egyptians and the Tunisian, then they all, you know, they just got scared. So I don't think they are doing or they are saying things very calculated. They just want to create a commotion or a sensationalism to say, look, the whole world is going towards the Islamic Republic just like us, which it is not really.
Are you among those who want to go out on the streets on Monday in protest of the Iranian government?
I am, yes.
And have you gotten permission yet?
The Ministry of Interior has denied the permission for anybody to demonstrate on Monday. They only issue the permit for their own rallies. And since yesterday, actually for the last couple of days, the streets are filled with checkpoints and they're checking people, and there are these guards on bikes who are with machine guns. They're really scaring people, and they want to keep people inside their homes.
And does that not give you pause or other opposition members of the opposition pause about coming out on Monday?
It's really scary. I mean, I'm sure everybody's scared. Nobody can say that they're not scared. But I don't think the road to freedom is going to be that easy. However, I mean, what else can we do? It's like we're stuck between a rock and a hard place, as you guys say over there. But there's no other way. And this way, we can at least have some legitimacy of going out in support of the Egyptian people than to see how many of our people come out and unite in the streets.
Is it in support of the Egyptian people or against the Iranian government?
It is against the Iranian government. The slogans will be for the freedom-loving and freedom-fighters of Egypt and Tunisia. However, even saying that is against the Iranian regime.
And does that not make you reluctant to go out?
Just the fear of, you know, getting beaten up or shot or put in jail. Yeah, that prevents me to an extent, but I have to overcome these fears, because I personally want something to change in my country, and I don't think by sitting home things will happen.
Do you take any risks by speaking to us now?
People know that many of the communications are controlled or phones are tapped, and they have all these things happening. So that's a risk. So we have to express ourselves for ourselves first and then for the rest of the world. Nobody in the world would know what's happening in Iran. and everybody will just put us in a group of anti-Western people just chanting death to this and death to that. And I don't know if they can control my communication with you via Skype or not, but that's the risk that I'm willing to take.
Yeah, we're talking to you on Skype right now, and again, not using your real name. Do you feel as though for you and the other protesters who plan to go out on Monday that you have more cover this time than you might otherwise because the world is watching, not only Egypt but Iran as well?
I hope so. I hope so.
Have you ever been jailed before by the government?
No, but beaten up quite badly.
For protesting?
Yes. It was the third demonstration after the presidential election, and I got caught up in the Azadi Avenue. I'm going toward the Azadi Square, which is the Freedom Square, and we got surrounded by the guards, and we got some good beating. I shouldn't say good, but I mean it was painful. But you know, usually before you get hit by the first club, there is much more fear. But when you get hit the first time, then the fear breaks as well.
I can see where that might be the case for the moment, but how about next time around?
Well, that's another thing. That's another problem, because these guys, you know, right now where I saw in the streets, I saw these guards on bikes. Now they are carrying AK-47 machine guns with them. So I don't think they are taking any risks, and they may just start shooting people for sure. And that will really be very scary.
Behzad, what else should we know? I don't want to keep you on too long, but is there anything else that you want to tell us about the feeling there?
The government of Iran is pushing people down. The government of Iran is portraying the whole nation as a terrorist nation towards the Westerners, as well as the West, with many different things. For example, the internet. If you want to go to some sites, it's blocked from the West. And then the other sites are blocked from inside the government. The sanctions is both on the people and the government. So the difference between the people of Iran and what we're struggling here, maybe with the difference of the people of Egypt, is that the Egyptian society right now have a support of the whole world. But here, we're damned either way. I mean, it's like the whole world is like squeezing us in a corner, which is very, very dangerous, I think. There will be a backlash no matter what.
Behzad, thank you. Thank you again.
You're welcome. I hope that I really wish for freedom for my country and my people. And I hope that you guys over there can see us through a different angle and forget about all the propaganda of the government.
That was Iranian opposition activist Behzad, that's a pseudonym, speaking with us through Skype about a planned march in Tehran on Monday, a risky venture he's preparing to take part in. You can hear more from Iranians at theworld.org. You're listening to PRI.